How do you make space for lattes, wardrobe upgrades, and hair blowouts without derailing your financial security, savings, and future goals? If you're asking yourself this question, you're in the right place. Hey, I'm Sophia, a Vancouver-based podcaster and the founder of In Her Wallet, a financial education and guidance company on a mission to enable women to take lasting control of their finances by leveraging the insights of behavioral psychology. And this podcast is your guide to financial success, equipping you to live your best life without sacrificing your financial future. Have you ever found yourself staring at your bank account or wondering where to park your hard-earned cash? Well, you're not alone. Choosing the right registered account was tough enough when we only had to pick between TFSA and RSP, but with the recent introduction of FHSA, the decision has gotten even harder for a lot of people. Today, we're going to untangle this web of acronyms, TFSA, RRSP, FHSA, and explain how each one can play a crucial role in your financial journey. Whether you're saving for that dream holiday, planning a majestic retirement, or gearing up for your first home purchase, understanding all three accounts is crucial to take advantage of the huge tax benefits they offer. Let's dive in. I want to start by laying the groundwork with some basics on all three accounts, what their key features and benefits are, as well as who they're fitted for best. First up, the TFSA. It was introduced in 2009. The tax-free savings account is like the flexible friend who is always up for an adventure. You can contribute up to a certain amount each year, and the beauty of it is your money grows tax-free within this account when invested. Withdrawals, also tax-free. It's perfect for saving for just about anything, from a rainy day fund to a dream vacation, without worrying about tax implications on your gains. Next, we have the RRSP, Registered Retirement Savings Plan. It's the seasoned sage of savings. It's been around since the 1950s, offering a way to save for retirement while reducing your taxable income today. You get a tax deduction for the amounts you contribute, but unlike the TFSA, you'll pay taxes on withdrawals since they're treated as income. It's a long-term play, ideal for building that nest egg for your golden years. And then there is the newcomer, the FHSA, First Home Savings Account. Launched in 2023, it's specifically designed to help first-time home buyers save for their initial foray into home ownership. Contributions are tax deductible, and withdrawals to buy your first home are tax free, blending elements of the TFSA and RRSP. It's a powerful tool if home ownership is on your horizon. So each of these accounts serves different purposes and comes with its own set of rules and benefits. The TFSA offers flexibility and tax-free growth. The RRSP focuses on retirement savings with upfront tax benefits. And the FHSA aims to make the dream of home ownership more attainable. But the question remains, which one should you prioritize and under what circumstances? To help answer these questions, I want to dive deeper into each account. Let's look at real-life scenarios because your financial journey is unique and understanding these options is the first step towards making informed decisions that align with your goals. Let's zoom in on the tax-free savings account, or TFSA. Whether you're saving for a short-term goal like a fabulous getaway or eyeing a long-term investment, the TFSA stands out for its flexibility. But what makes it such a standout choice, especially for women in their early career years? Let's peel back the layers. First, the basics. The TFSA allows individuals residing in Canada who are 18 years and older to set money aside tax-free throughout their lifetime. Here's a key point. Contributions to a TFSA are made with after-tax dollars. This means the money you put in it has already been taxed. However, the real magic begins once your money is inside the tax-free savings account. Inside this versatile account, your money isn't just sitting idle. It has the potential to grow. But that requires a proactive choice on your part. Simply transferring money into your TFSA is just the first step. Once it's there, you have options. You might opt for a high-interest savings account within your TFSA for secure, steady growth, or dive into investments like stocks, bonds, or mutual funds for the possibility of higher returns through interest, dividends, and capital gains, all within the tax-sheltered embrace of the TFSA. This flexibility allows your money to grow tax-free, tailored to your risk tolerance and financial goals. And the best part? Accessing your funds is just as flexible. You can withdraw money at any time for any reason without any tax implications or penalties. The TFSA not only shelters your money from taxes, but also offers the freedom to adjust your financial strategy as your goals and circumstances evolve. Now, let's see how this translates to real-life benefits for you. Imagine you're saving for a down payment on your first home or perhaps starting a side business. The TFSA allows your investments to grow tax-free, and you can pull out funds when needed without a tax hit. It's an ideal way to build and access your financial resources without compromising your future savings potential. Consider my personal example. I use my TFSA for any miscellaneous long-term goals and travel, investing in a mix of stocks and bonds. Not only does my money grow tax-free, but I can also withdraw it without worrying about taxes, keeping my travel plans and financial goals on track. Another benefit of TFSA is that it offers incredible flexibility for life's unexpected moments. Whether it's an unexpected medical bill or a sudden job loss or an impromptu investment opportunity, having access to tax-free funds means you're prepared for whatever life throws your way. So whether you're just starting to navigate your financial journey or looking to optimize your saving strategy, the TFSA offers a flexible, powerful and tax-efficient way to meet your financial goals. It's no wonder it's considered the best friend in the world of personal finance. So, shifting gears from the flexible nature of the TFSA, now let's explore another registered account in your toolkit, the Registered Retirement Savings Plan, or RRSP. The RRSP isn't just any savings account, it's a long-term strategy, a commitment to your future self. Think of it as planting a seed today that will grow into a mighty oak tree by the time you retire. Here's how it works. When you contribute to your RRSP, you're not just saving for retirement, you're also reducing your current taxable income. Yes, you heard that right. Every dollar you put into your RRSP is deducted from your taxable income, potentially lowering your tax bill today. It's a way of saying to the taxman, "I'll pay you later." And the beauty of it is you can contribute up to 18% of your earned income from the previous year, up to a maximum limit set annually by the CRA. I know it sounds a bit complicated, but in reality, all you need to do, if you're employed, is to tell your payroll department that you want to contribute a certain amount of your paycheck to RRSP, and they will do the rest of work for you. It's simple. But the RRSP isn't just about deferred taxes. It's about growth. Like the TFSA, you can hold a variety of investments within your RRSP. Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. The difference? You will eventually have to pay taxes on withdrawals in retirement. But you'll likely be in a lower tax bracket then, making it a great tax planning move. Plus, the compound growth over the years can turn your contributions into a significant nest egg. Now, let's talk real-life scenarios. Imagine you're in your prime earning years, maybe you are, juggling career advancements and life's other financial responsibilities. Contributing to an RRSP not only secures your retirement, but also provides immediate tax relief today, freeing up more of your income for other needs and goals. It's like having a financial buffer that supports you both now and in the future. And for those thinking about buying their first home or pursuing further education, the RRSP has a couple of aces up its sleeve. the Home Buyer's Plan, and the Lifelong Learning Plan. These programs within your RSP allow you to borrow from your RSP under specific conditions for a down payment on your first home or for tuition costs, making the RSP not just a retirement savings plan, but a versatile financial planning tool. However, it's crucial to remember that RSP contributions are not a one-size-fits-all solution. Your contribution room accumulates if you don't use it, and deciding how much to contribute and when depends on your current financial situation, your future goals, and your overall tax strategy. It requires a bit of foresight and often a conversation with a financial advisor to make the most out of it. In essence, the RSP is about playing the long-term game. It's about making strategic moves today that will pave the way for a financially secure and comfortable retirement. So whether you're just starting to think about retirement planning or you're actively working on your financial strategy, the RSP is a powerful tool to consider in your financial arsenal. Now, let's turn our attention to the newest addition to Canada's financial toolkit, the First Home Savings Account, or FHSA. Introduced to specifically address the challenges of entering today's housing market, the FHSA is a game changer for first-time home buyers. Think of it as your financial ally on the journey to home ownership, blending the tax advantages of both the TFSA and the RSP. So, how does it work? When you contribute to an FHSA, you get a double benefit. First, similar to an RSP, your contributions are tax deductible, lowering your taxable income and potentially netting you a larger tax refund. But here's where it takes a page from the TFSA's book. The money you earn in the account through interest or investments is not only tax-free, but you can also withdraw it tax-free when you're ready to buy your first home. Yes, you heard that correctly. Tax deductions on the way in and tax-free withdrawals on the way out. There is a cap though. You can contribute up to $8,000 per year with a lifetime contribution limit of $40,000, providing a substantial nest egg for your first home purchase, especially if you're planning to make that move together with your partner. This makes the FHSA an incredibly powerful tool for those dreaming of owning their first home, allowing them to save more efficiently and get into their dream home sooner. So who can open an FHSA? It's designed for residents of Canada who are at least 18 years old and have never owned a home before, or who haven't owned a home in the year of opening the account and the four preceding years. If you meet these criteria, the FHSA is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Let's picture this in action. Meet Zoe, a 29-year-old aspiring homeowner. By contributing to her FHSA, she not only reduces her taxable income, but also harnesses the power of compound interest and tax-free growth to boost her savings. When Zoe finds her perfect starter home, she can withdraw her funds without worrying about taxes, making her dream of home ownership a reality. It's important to note, however, that the FHSA isn't just a savings account. Within it, you can choose how to invest your contributions from safer savings options to more growth-oriented investments, tailoring your strategy to your time and risk tolerance. In essence, the FHSA is a commitment from the government to assist first-time home buyers in overcoming one of the biggest financial challenges, saving for a down payment. With strategic contributions and mindful investment, the FHSA can be a useful tool for home ownership, making it an essential consideration for anyone looking to step onto the property ladder. Now that we have explored the TFSA, RSP, and FHSA in more detail, you might be wondering, which one should I prioritize? It's a common question with a not so simple answer. The truth is, the right choice depends on your personal financial situation, your goals, and where you are in your life's journey. Let's break down how to approach this decision. First, consider your immediate financial goals. Are you saving for a near-term goal like further education or a vacation? Or perhaps you're eyeing a major purchase like your first home? In these cases, the flexibility of the TFSA or the specific benefits of the FHSA might be more appealing. The TFSA offers tax-free growth and withdrawals, making it ideal for shorter-term savings, whereas the FHSA turbocharges your savings for that first home purchase with both tax-deductible contributions and tax-free withdrawals. Now, let's talk long-term. If retirement savings are your focus, the RSP might take the lead. Its tax-deferred growth and tax deductions can significantly impact your savings over time, especially if you're currently in a higher tax bracket and expect to be in a lower one in retirement. Remember, it's not just about saving, it's about saving smartly, considering both the growth of your investments and your future tax situation. But what if you're juggling multiple goals? That's where diversification across accounts can play a vital role. You don't necessarily have to choose just one account. Splitting your contributions between these accounts can offer a balanced approach, leveraging the unique benefits of each to meet both your short-term and long-term objectives. If you feel unsure about where to begin or find that this is the obstacle in your financial journey, it's exactly where In Her Wallet one-on-one money coaching comes in. Imagine sitting down with a money expert, someone who takes the time to understand your current financial position and future aspirations. Together, you'll craft a step-by-step roadmap tailored just for you, navigating the complexities of financial planning with ease and confidence. If you're interested, feel free to send us an email at hello@inherwallet.com or message us on Instagram to get started. And just like that, we have navigated the ins and outs of TFSA, RSP, and FHSA together. We've explored their unique benefits, unpacked their differences, and discussed how to leverage each to your advantage, whether you're saving for a rainy day, planning for your dream retirement, or taking your first step towards home ownership. Remember, the journey to financial success isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. With each decision, each contribution, you're not just moving money around, you're building a future that aligns with your dreams, your values, and your life's chapters yet unwritten. Thank you for tuning into In Her Wallet. If today's episode inspired you or gave you a new perspective, it would mean so much to me if you followed us on your podcasting platform of choice, shared this episode with your friends, and left a 5-star rating and review. I want this episode to serve as a reminder that you're not alone in your financial journey. This podcast is your guide to financial success, equipping you to live your best life without sacrificing your financial future. It was Sophia with you this Wednesday, and I will see you next week.